It's time for the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. And it's time we all hit the road again. To celebrate at 7-Eleven, you can grab a free regular-sized coffee when you top up your tank. Only until this Sunday at 7-Eleven. While stocks last, T&Cs apply.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Certainly is. Happy Tuesday, Sydney. We hope you're enjoying your newfound freedom.
Yeah, I can imagine there'll be some hangovers around today, including the opposition leader, federal opposition leader, who sculled a keg, basically, yesterday, didn't he, Elbo?
It's very large.
Yeah, it was.
So we're going to get him on the show later on to see whether how he's coping with it, you know, newfound fame. You can have all the policies you like, and they mean nothing unless you can scull a large amount of grog in one go. Boom!
Yeah, there's something iconic, isn't there, about Aussie PMs their ability to down alcohol.
Gillard, if she had been able to knock back a litre of vodka in one sculp, she'd still be Prime Minister.
Speaking of Gillard, Ed, her partner was a hairdresser.
Yes, he was. His name escapes me at the moment.
Tim.
Yeah, Tim. Are they still together, actually?
I would say, say, though, she has been all class since leaving the office. She's amazing.
But are they still together? Are Tim and I did not know, I'm not sure, but are we about to offer someone a haircut from a wonderful salon, like a top-class salon? Is that right?
Like best in the country, essentially, Tony and Guy.
Are we giving someone a free Tony and Guy haircut if they call us right now?
Yes.
131060? Free. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And we'll get you in as well. A free haircut from Tony and Guy.
Wowzers.
The best salon in,
If your belly-age is giving you
issues. Well played. Did you just remember that or did you write it down and look it up later?
No, I enjoyed the word so much yesterday that I thought, I'm going to remember that.
How's it spelt?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
B-E-L-L-Y-A-G-E, maybe? I've never actually had it.
It feels French.
Yeah,
it's the length of your undyed roots. Yeah, is that right?
Well, it's actually it's a style. So, but yeah, balayage. It's balayage. So, mathematical discipline. Oh.
Caroline from Bondi Junction, how is your balayage, Caroline?
Oh my God, I am actually a blonde, but I'm a mum and I've just left my baby with my husband. This is incredible that I've got through.
Well, you dream it and it can happen. So you didn't get to the hairdresser yesterday?
No, I didn't. And in desperate need, really badly. It's not pretty.
God almighty.
Caroline, what do you say to Caroline?
Well, what do you someone else say? I don't want to be, I'm not just Erin? Father Christmas. Erin,
Caroline? Would you like a free haircut from Tony and Guy?
Oh, my God, Erin, I'd love that.
We love you. Enjoy it.
Oh, you're an angel. Thank you so much, guys. Did you have a great day yesterday?
It was great.
I'll tell you one thing, Caroline. Caroline, I'll tell you when you know that all things are right in the world, and that's when my happy place, Westfield Bondi Junction, is, quote, pumping. Pumping.
I have to say, I was someone who did every single level with my child.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was incredible.
Can I tell you, Caroline?
It was pumping.
It has an unhealthy obsession with it. Well, no, it's actually quite healthy. But you're right with the bubba. Like, so many, you don't even think about it. That's where so many mums and dads go with their babies to take up 3 hours of each day. That is otherwise torturous.
It's incredible. No, I can't tell you. I've never seen so many people with prams before. It was incredible.
Tell you what I enjoyed the most about yesterday is looking on TikTok and seeing all these millennials whinging about having to go to work.
Ouch. Experience Australia's most awarded hairdressing brand, Tony and Guy. They won't be whinging about being at work. They can't wait to do your hair.
Exactly, of course.
We got some more to give away.
All day, mate. Yeah. All day. Tony and Guy, stick with us.
All right.
Best in the business.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
Just careful because I might have to leave the show at any point today. Because I heard that I heard that Daryl Summers is going to call me. So,
This is after your triumphant return and Hayes' triumphant return to a new network on Sunday night. Well, listen, if Dags calls, you go. When the D-Man calls, you go. Google, remember, he's also hosting Dancing with the Stars at the moment.
Yeah, right.
And I believe now, who was the winner of Freedom Day yesterday, as you saw it?
Grant Denyer.
Correct. Because Grant Denyer, the little bugger, posted a video and a photograph of himself on a boat in a jacuzzi with all the hot dancers from Dancing with the Stars. We have a winner.
I didn't know who those girls were. Now
is
that makes
that
sense.
Who they were?
Oh, I had to watch it a few times. But, yeah.
Anyway, so big times. Yeah. Who else enjoyed Freedom Day? Erin, what was the biggest thing you did for Freedom Day? What did you do?
I went to the Bankstown RSL.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The huge...
Yes, with Maroon, my main man Maroon.
I love Maroon.
He's an absolute legend, that bloke. And we shot some videos for them, just basically telling everyone that it was back open and to come back in and support. I didn't have a beer.
Can I throw something out about the about the Toongabby Sports Club? If you were down the Toongabby Sports Club, one of the members won $22,000 on the pokies yesterday.
What?
Yay!
God, I love the pokies. Ka-ching, meow, meow.
You know what I love? Oh. I love this radio show because if you call 131060 right now, you win a voucher to Char Grill Charlie's, which is the best food in Sydney. All you have to do is ring 131060 right now, and we're going to hook you up with a massive voucher from Char Grill Charlie's.
How big?
Oh, my God.
Are we talking 100? Is that right? Or is it? Yeah, mm-hmm. $100 for Char Grill Charlie just by ringing 131060 right now. That's all you have to do. Boom, and you can eat it in the store. They've got great table service.
Can I tell you, in the one in Woollahra, there's a couple of tables up the back. Plonk yourself down there and just enjoy the ambiance.
It's good people watching it at that one as well because it's celebrity spotting if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I go
also,
from time to time.
People, the one in Bondi's got good people watching as well, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, does it?
Just
yeah.
come off the beach and they wander past and you're eating your chicken going, hey. Here we go.
Is that a swimsuit?
do you like breast or leg? Is that too much?
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Yeah, it's like D-Day. It's like... isn't it like
Hang
D-Day?
On. No, because D-Day there was still a fair bit of fighting to be done.
Well, I still think there's still... Yeah, but I think it's still like D-Day.
I don't think they had nail salons or hairdressers open.
All right,
either.
It's like Armistice Day. It's
Wasn't it called Freedom Day? I think it was called Freedom Day.
That movie with Mel Gibson or Russell, whoever it was, on the horse. You can't take our... Is that the one?
You know what? I was listening to one of my children's Zoom yesterday. They're doing one of their kids. I think the grade three teacher said, this is the most biggest thing that's happened in 100 years. You know, and my son piped up, no, Second World War was bigger.
Oh, good lad.
Good work.
Oh,
well done.
Raph.
Good lad.
He did a pipe up. So, but yeah, look, we didn't live through the Second World War, so for us, this is the biggest thing we've ever been through. That's fair to say, isn't it?
What, you mean COVID or Freedom Day?
Well, COVID leading to Freedom Day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In terms of the impact that it's had on our way of life, it's been, there's nothing in generations that comes
to ticket? Do we need a ticker tape? Yeah, it was meant to be. It was a fizzer, mate. You know that. So... Do we need a ticker tape parade? You know, who goes down the street?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's put everyone together and squash them into a street with massive crowds right as we come out of lockdown.
All
to
the
celebrate
frontline
COVID.
Heroes.
Yeah, no, great idea.
You know what? Talking about war and disease, didn't the Spanish flu happen after the First World War? Wasn't that part of
it? Yes, it did. It was soldiers returning.
Yes.
Was it?
Mm. Interesting. But people are all over Sydney are just having it the time of their lives, aren't they? Can't we say they are?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, who have you got? Have you got evidence of it? What have we got?
We've got Zane. Zane, I think, you know, well, it doesn't look from his description look like he's had it particularly. Zane, what did you do yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we were just working. I'm working at Parramatta Westfield, doing a shop there, but. You know, I've been looking at the hairdresser and I'm thinking of getting rid of this raccoon that's sitting on my head.
Was it pumping? Because Bondi Junction, Westfield, I can tell you, Zane, was, quote, pumping. How was Parramatta Westfield pumping?
Oh, very packed. Very yeah, packed. A lot of shops. Yeah, everyone's lining up.
Oh, well.
So they should have been.
So I'm saying, does Zane want a haircut? Is that?
No, and he's angling for a haircut, but we're offered it Char Grilled Charlie's. So would you take a $100 Char Grilled Charlie's voucher, Zane, or not?
Oh, 100%. Their food is awesome. Love it.
Yeah, well done.
Their food is awesome, guys.
Yeah.
And he gets to sit in there, you know?
We can
go back for secondsies.
Mate, absolutely. Helena made the most of lockdown. Helena, you, there's not a part of your body that has not been touched.
That's very true.
What'd you do?
Well, I got my lashes done, my nails done, my feet done. I got a tattoo booked. Gonna get my hair done very soon. Just, you know, everything.
Oh, well, we need to ask about, so not everything. You haven't done everything done. There's parts that weren't done, or were they done? You just don't talk about them on the radio.
yeah, I think that's TMI. Too much info.
Oh, God, that is...
Definitely too much info.
Wow. What is the tattoo that we've booked and what are we... Where is it going on your body and what is it going to be?
Pardon?
Where's the tattoo that's been booked, yeah.
Oh, do we have to go there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you want the Char Grilled Charlie's voucher?
Oh, 100%, no, 100%.
Well, where's the tattoo going?
Oh, the tattoo? Oh, my tattoo, that's what you said, sorry. Not the best line. I've got Chicano on my leg, on my right leg, so I'm just going to start finishing off my sleeve.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
so
I love a sleeve tattoo on anyone, basically, especially, you know, I just love sleeve tattoos. It's a sleeve tattoo.
It's Izzy, Ed
and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Freedom Day, which obviously kicked off yesterday, and just that's it now. We're free, everybody.
I tell you what, I'm out of gutful, though. It was people whinging about it, like workers going, oh, no, I'm flat out, you know, I've got a 10-hour shift, I'm on TikTok, and, you know, my life's hard. You know what? Get into the work, young people. That's what we did back in the day. We worked.
Sorry, what were we talking about yesterday? You're 6 years on the dole. Yeah, tell the young people again how to work, Izzy.
Well, you had to physically go and put the form in back then. Do they do it electronically now? I imagine they do, especially with COVID. Oh, what a dream. Let's press send once a fortnight. But who is it? Nathan from Camperdown. How was your Freedom Day, Nathan?
Good, mate. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. How was yesterday, man? What'd you do?
Look, it was a bit of a write-off in the end. We actually woke up and decided we'd start a diet, go to the gym, get healthy. It's been 4 months of doing nothing. My mate knocked off work at 5 o'clock and we ended up at the Alfred Hotel.
Oh, no. The Alfred.
To what time? 4 a.m.?
No, midnight.
Oh, midnight.
Oh, yes. Good, mate. Goodness me. When I was at university, the Alfred, my God.
Where is it?
Yeah. It's right next to the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.
Yeah. So you get a lot of nursing students who finish.
That is the best. They're still in their outfits?
They're not still in their outfits.
So young and caring.
They've had a hard shift. Now, did you drink off the wood? Do you talk about drinking off the wood, Nathan?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I saw that term online. Can't wait to have one off the wood, which means...
Our neighbour texted me at midnight and said, can you guys keep it down? It's a Monday.
what a punish.
Disgusting. I mean, come on, Freedom Day. Who cares?
Exactly. Well, I mean, did they do that after 1945? Did they do that? I wouldn't have thought. You know what I mean? I still want to equate this to the end of World War II. I mean, no one's going with it.
I just don't think it's going to take off. You know? I don't know.
But he gets his Char Grilled Charlie's, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right. So who else gets Char Grilled Charlie's?
Mark from Kings Langley.
You there, Mark? I'm here.
Have you got a hangover, Mark?
Not quite, but I did have four ciders at lunch.
Four? Good effort.
Ciders?
From work, or did you have to go back to work or not?
Yeah. I was with a client across the road. In Hurstville, we went to the Ritz, which is they're putting on the Ritz.
The Ritz.
And we had a sneaky tie first, and then we pushed that down with a couple of drinks, and we did have to go back to the office afterwards.
Yeah. So what sort of client did you have? What are you doing? What sort of work?
I do marketing in the finance industry.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you run scams.
Don't tell anyone.
Is it your birthday today, Mark, or was it yesterday?
No, no, it's today. It's today. Oh, I'm actually.
Mark, happy birthday, Mark.
How old are you, Mark?
I'm a bit older than you, Aaron. I'm 45.
Oh, not by much. Not by much.
Are you single, Mark?
I am at the moment, but I'm at a golf course this morning getting ready for my first game after lockdown. Oh,
where are you teeing off? It's good.
Out Rumcorps, Richmond, Windsor.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well played. You win.
Yeah, like a photo if that's all right. But
why would you like a photo?
I just like to see everyone. You know?
It's called radio.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Guys, we are now joined on the phone by Mark Vincent Kaplan, powerhouse Los Angeles divorce attorney, a man we've spoken to before regarding the situation with Britney Spears, and he has, of course, represented her ex, Kevin Federline.
Yeah, he's represented Charlie Sheen. He's represented Paula Abdul. All the big stars he has been involved with. This is huge, absolutely. But this is big, though, what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Mark. A busy period for you, I'd imagine. Big news that the conservatorship has been lifted off Britney. How does that impact you and Kevin? He's still your client, I'd imagine.
Yes, he is. Well, first of all, the conservatorship has not yet been lifted. There is a hearing coming up in early November where that decision will ultimately be made. What has happened is that Britney's father, Jamie Spears, has been removed by the probate court as the conservator for her, which was something that she had insisted all along that she wouldn't be performing again until he was no longer her conservator. So that's a big step right there.
Yeah.
Now, but we're all watching her behavior via social media. Are you and Kevin, are you concerned by Britney's behavior?
Well, you know, Kevin has done a good job of keeping out of the conservatorship proceedings as much as possible. And if some of the things, let alone if all of the things that have been alleged that she was subjected to while the conservatorship was in place, at least for the last few years, are true, Kevin's pleased that she's going to be able to hopefully have the conservatorship lifted. And the question then is, how would that impact custody of the boys? And I've said most recently that the fact that the conservatorship might be lifted won't in and of itself constitute a change of circumstances that would automatically give rise to a change of the custody order. It's been fairly consistent that Britney's been able to see the boys when she wants to see them. And Kevin and Britney have been able to work together to make that possible without having to have court orders involved to do that, keeping in mind that you're now dealing with two young men that are not toddlers, they're not grammar school or elementary school. These kids are 14 and 15 years old. So the need, obviously, when you've got a co-parenting situation, what a co-parent wants from the other co-parent is to provide a custodial home where the children are reasonably well supervised and safe. And as the children get older, the aspect of supervision and safety becomes less and less of an overriding concern because the children are old enough to speak up for themselves, to communicate what they like and what they don't want, and to report back to the other parent if there are things there that aren't sitting well with them. So the fact that Britney may not have a conservator any longer doesn't really give Kevin any pause for concern at the present time. He thinks that she'll thrive going forward. Hopefully she will. And if things are askance when the boys are visiting with her at her home or in her home, they'll be able to report and communicate that to Kevin, and he would be able to take appropriate steps to work it out or change it with Brittany.
She posted on Instagram a couple of weeks ago regarding one of her son's birthdays, and she made a comment in the caption that said that they won't let her post them on Instagram anymore. So to your point that they're actually able to speak for themselves, do they have any concerns going there?
Well, I don't really want to say, and I think it's out of concern for the boys' privacy, anything they've said or think about going over to their mom's house.
No, fair enough.
They enjoy seeing their mom, and so far they've been able to see them on a schedule that works for both Britney and for the boys.
It sounds like that Kevin and Britney are in a good space, no matter, possibly a better space, but the farther out of the picture.
Yeah, well, you know, the fact, and you have to remember that since August of 19, let me catch up to the right century. Since August of 2019, there has been a restraining order imposed upon Jamie Spears, where he's not allowed to be around the boys or see the boys. So he hasn't really been involved in the custodial picture whatsoever because of that restraining order. That restraining order does expire on its own terms in August of 2022. And as far as we know, there haven't been any violations of that restraining order, so we wouldn't need to go into court to have it extended. There are some concerns, obviously, about these unsubstantiated reports that, according to what we've heard out in the public record, that supposedly Jamie, while he was conservator, had some sort of recording devices placed in the home and in her bedroom. And obviously, if in fact those existed during the time of the restraining order, and the boys were caught either audio or video because of this clandestine recording, that would be a violation of California's law, and it'd also be a violation of the restraining order. But again, we don't know that those things are true, and if they were true, we don't know that they existed during the time that the restraining order was in place.
Yeah, right.
Well,
it's called electronic eavesdropping in California, and it's a felony.
That's terrible.
So it should be.
Well, Mark Kaplan, powerhouse, LA divorce and family lawyer, Mark Vincent Kaplan, Esquire. It's always fascinating to speak to you. Last quick question. Which was a more, complex case, the Federline or the Charlie Sheen case that you dealt with?
Well, let's see. The Britney Spears Kevin Federline case was more complex. It lasted a much longer period of time. I represented Charlie at a point where he had things, including himself, well under control. So it was an enjoyable time for me to represent him. And I'm glad I was his lawyer at the point in time where I was.
There you go.
There he is. Mark Perfect Allen, answer. Powerhouse Los Angeles divorce attorney. Always a pleasure. Wow. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for time.
My pleasure.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Anthony Albo Albanese is going to be joining us after he's made some headlines with his sculling prowess.
Yeah, that's the way to get front and centre, by sculling a huge amount of grog in one go, and then you become Prime Minister. Also, just a quick tease here later on. I'm going to give you some inside information from SAS Australia. Something happened last night on that show, and one of the contestants is really, I believe, wants the truth out there, and we're going to get the truth. The truth will be out there.
I love that. This is big. Great.
It's a finale really tonight, so it's kind of business end. This sounds big.
Yeah, well, this is a hand grenade, to use a military term, to explode the franchise.
We'll be picking shrapnel out of our microphones for months.
But Aaron, you've read something that makes you happy, haven't you? Is that right? Involving,
I'll give it
food.
To you here. Watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Headline is. I hope. Do you need me to help you here, or are you good?
Yeah, no. Did you want to help, or did you want me to help myself? What do you think's more valuable? Well, I've read that it's a news every woman wants to hear. Eating carbs and saturated fat can help you avoid heart disease and diabetes. Oh, it's not as exciting as I thought. I just thought that they said you can eat carbs and fat now and you'll be totes fine.
So pasta. You can have pasta.
Yeah, but I have
bread.
All that anyway. So it's kind of not really. I mean, who suggested this story?
Yeah, but there's a lot of people not eating that stuff. There's a lot of people.
Absolutely.
You know, walking away from the patisserie without getting anything inside them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who haven't had a croissant in a long time.
Ed, think that, how's that feel?
When was your last piece of bread? Solid bit of bread.
Seriously. No, I had a piece of Nordic gluten free and wheat free bread yesterday.
Wheat free.
How did you feel afterwards? Guilty?
No, it was Nordic bread. I felt.
What does that mean? Like, Nordic from the ocean?
No, from the Nordic area. So it's around sort of
like
Norway.
Like the Vikings,
and that
yeah, right.
Yeah, so it was all just seeds and goodness all put together.
I don't think people really. I don't think they were, mate.
They were. make Nordic bread.
Yeah, well, you know what? Your heart's going to explode, apparently. So yeah, touch wood, it doesn't.
Oh, jeez.
But as your life force is ebbing away, you won't be able to think about all those donuts you ate, will you?
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Is a thing. Congregating in pubs, restaurants, and one of them was the great Anthony Albanese, federal opposition leader. Welcome to the show, Albo.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Now, you've caused a controversy. You don't know if you know it. But you...
people should lighten up.
Absolutely.
Now, you sculled... What was the size of the drink that you sculled?
It's just a schooner, as you do.
Just a schooner.
Now, was it a spur-of-the-moment thing, or was it in a think tank beforehand? Did you have your focus groups on it? What was the story?
No, it was one of those things. I went into Willie the Boatman, which is a local craft brewery, and it's run by people who've become friends of mine. Pat McInerney has really struggled to get through the pandemic. It's been so tough for a lot of small businesses just to keep going, and he's tried everything to advertise takeaways and to do what he could to keep his business going. He was desperate to keep people employed there. They're like his family. He actually rang me at the height of the lockdown at one stage, and he was just really upset about. He was desperate. He thought he was going to have to let his staff go. And somehow he's hung in there. And it was just a spontaneous thing. He poured me a beer and said, you know, get it in here. So I did.
Who's that that says it? Gussie that get it in here? Is that Gussie that always says that?
Oh, quite possibly. Quite possibly.
After
but it
a big
seemed,
hit.
It he does. He does get that in here.
Yes.
That's right. You didn't say it with his tone.
No, I didn't.
Aaron,
clearly it's not a strength of mine, Albo.
Actually, were you drowning your sorrows about what happened to South Sydney, mate? Was that part of it or not?
No, that was on the Sunday. Don't raise that, Hughesy.
A bit much, wasn't it? It's a bit much.
Seriously. I'm still trying to recover from how the Adam Reynolds kick was not either a charge down or a tackle without the ball. What's going on?
Well, you're blaming the refs, are you?
Oh, no.
Just for something different?
No, Penrith were worthy champions, but I did think that we might have got, you know, one of the calls at some stage during the 80 minutes.
One
would have been
just,
nice.
Just one.
Albo, when you become or if you become Prime Minister.
When? Oh, she's gone with a when, Albo.
Good
Dad's
on you, Aaron.
Kill
get
me.
On board. I'll take that as an endorsement.
If you become Prime Minister.
No, he's all right. He knows. He knows they're hopeless.
They're hopeless. He knows they're hopeless.
If you don't know, Aaron's father is Aaron's father's senator. Yes, from Liberals. Yep.
But will you keep coming on our show? Because you see it all the time. You know, people come on when they're in opposition. Then the second they get any real power, they just kind of, you know, sod off to the battlers that supported them on the way up.
No, absolutely. I'll keep chatting to you. I'll keep chatting to you regardless. You could. I might need a job on the show.
Right. But this year, do you think there's talk he's going to call that ScoMo will call an election this year? What do you? Yeah, he can, can't he? That's true, isn't it? He can.
He can call it whenever he likes. If he calls it this year, it's because he thinks things are going to get worse for him next year. This is a bloke can't decide if he's going to a conference in 10 days' time to represent Australia in the world. So, you know, the idea he'll call an early election, we'll wait and see. I myself think it will be March 5th next year.
March 5th. All right. Well, there you go.
Let's make a bold prediction.
How many schooners will Albo be sculling that day? Will you drink more if you lose or more if you win, Albo?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation. We'll wait and see.
Good luck,
it's
buddy.
It's big, though, isn't it? It's big. All right. Anthony Albanese, good to speak to you.
Thanks,
thank you.
Legend.
Thanks, guys. Bunny's 22 in 22.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Not SAS dudes, but somehow they were, I don't know, they went to a
special. Some of them are SBS, which is Special Boat Service, not SAS. Yeah.
Some of them might have
the
just gone
man's
to
SAS.
An army disposal, grab some fatigues,
paint gunners.
Because I don't know what to believe anymore. Because the whole thing, the whole premise of the show is this is not a game, isn't it? That's what they say.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right.
But a bomb has been dropped about the final episode tonight, and it's not only a game; it's a rigged game.
What? No, wouldn't.
Yeah.
Not a reality TV show.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know that some of them are, you know, more rigged than others, but this one we tried to believe in, didn't we?
We did. We did. That, the point was that people were being stripped bare and it wasn't a game, and this was all about, you know what, this whole point was, it's not about showbiz nonsense. This is real. This is the time to get real.
Well, I can tell you, look, I can't guarantee this 100%, but 99.95%. Last year, there was three or four that got through and completed the course. There's only one this year. So.
Which I think I know which one it is. Because you've got to remember with SAS, it's not about the carrying, it's about the crying. So if you're willing to sit in front of three perfect strangers, one of them, which we've met, who's a lovely, you know, a lot of fun, and cry and tell them your most intimate secrets, then you get to win.
Well, according to the production team, and this is... this is stuff that I am going with, and I think it's real. Everyone knew who was going to win on day one because the winner was placed at the front of all the photos.
Oh, so, that's fantastic.
So everyone's looking around going, why is that person getting all the coverage?
That's fantastic. So it was predetermined. We've got a predetermined winner. Now let's just go through the motions. I did think when Bryn Edelstein got in there, I thought, I bet Bryn doesn't win.
There are some ones that you can just eradicate straight away, like the Gamble Real Housewives one that's in the next series. You just know that she ain't lasting a night.
Yeah, but and I think that some of them aren't worried about all that. But then one man,
Well, because they've also got genres now too. So they've got former bad boys, and they've now got this other genre which they've invented, which I'm here for, which is the wanker actor.
So for us, our mate Faraz Durrani was that in the first series.
And what did the person who casts SAS Australia tell me in private during when they were casting the second series?
I remember.
We need another Faraz.
We need another Faraz.
We need another wanker actor.
And so I
believe. What if you can't find one? Do you just then have to create one through?
Yeah, that's that's what's happened here. And his name is Dan Ewing. He's a personal friend of mine, only recently, but I'm all on board with Dan.
I've been friends with Dan for
10 years.
I know,
we're close.
We all like Dan.
All right, well, I hang out with him at Sydney Kings basketball games. So, Dan, look, I don't want to spoil this tonight, but I'm going to say I believe Dan leaves the finale tonight before any of the others. So he doesn't make the top four.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Over a story that the SAS guys are claiming that Dan fabricated. And they say, you are a liar, you lie, you lie. Like they do this. This is what they say about Dan. Not tonight. This is from earlier. But this is the storyline they got going with Dan.
And what I saw and heard was you trying to bullshit your way out of it because you were embarrassed that you were the only one to reverse out of contact.
No, Staff, I wasn't embarrassed.
Stop!
I made a...
Stop!
Whoa.
So, Dan the liar. But apparently tonight, what does go on behind the scenes, that the five final contestants all get told a story that they have to try to sell as being a true story. So this is your story. You need to make this story sound real during the interrogation. All right? So they've got to commit it to memory and they've got to go with it during the interrogation and then, you know, and hopefully not get broken by the SAS guys.
What?
You know, but apparently that whole preamble is edited out and all we get is none of the other guys telling this fake story. We just get Dan's fake story, which he was told to memorize. And then we get the SAS guys going, "You're a liar, you've made all that up," and he gets kicked out.
Oh my God.
Look out for that.
The Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Guys, Love Island Australia is back on our TV screens tonight. It was on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, 8:40 on Channel 9. And the hostess with the most is Sophie Monk joins us right now.
Sophie Monk, can we just say how much we love you? I mean, can I speak for everyone to say that Sophie Monk?
Yes, you definitely can.
What you've done in your career is just, I love everything about you, Soph. Just God almighty.
Oh, that's made my day. But same with you. Look at your career.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's look at each other's careers.
Yeah, I mean, this is great radio. We'll just love each other. But, oh, that's really nice, though.
How are you feeling, Soph? It's been a kind of a whirlwind. COVID's made things unique for filming.
Hasn't it? And then, me being the, silly goose that I am, I read an email wrong saying we have to quarantine, but I thought they meant at home. So I've now done double the quarantine as well. Out of reading an email right. Oh, I know. I got here and they went, "You've got to quarantine." I went, "No, I've already done it." And they went, "No, this is when it starts." So, it's just weird times, isn't it?
So you did 2 weeks at home, then you had to go to a hotel and do two more weeks.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not in a hotel, actually. It's a home quarantine here, in at home. But, so this will be all up, it'll be 4 weeks.
So, but at the Gold Coast, basically. Yeah, it's in your lovely house, though. So that's not, it could be worse, couldn't it?
Yeah. No, I'm in Byron right now. The show, Love Island's close to live because the audience vote.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, we're only like 2 days in, 3 days in.
Oh, God, I thought it would be all in the can. So it's live. I thought those days were over.
No, it's fresh.
No, I'm watching it like you guys do.
Can I ask you, the two blokes end up on the block. They were from Love Island, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, so, I mean, is Channel 9 doing this now where if you get on one show, you get to go on all of them? What's happening there?
I don't know what happened there. I mean, I don't talk to the big bosses about that stuff. That's people going, "I don't think it's a cast them."
It's a good sell for Love Island. If you go on this show, you're a chance to get on the block. I mean, you could win it.
Isn't that like every show?
You're right.
And they end up on I'm a Celeb and, and Mark Singer, like I was.
Singing. This is what I want. Here we go. How about this? Play some of this, please. What? New song.
God, why do we have to wind that up? That is amazing.
Oh, thank you. You know, I wrote that like around Masked Singer time. With the vocal coach, Gary Pinto, this is so insular and boring for other people, but he's we just wrote that and then in quarantine, I was like, I may as well just try and release it and, it's probably not radio play for your station, but, or anyone's actually.
Sophie, what does it feel like? Because this is a foray back into music after a break for you. Are you as nervous as you used to be when you released new songs? Is it a different kind of nerves, more nervous?
Well, there's no one to keep happy. Like, I released it myself, so it's not through a record label. And so really the pressure's on me to sell it, and I was a bit lazy and just posted on my Instagram and went, "Can you please find us?" And, that's probably why I'm not going to win an ARIA this year.
Are you looking to get back on stage, though, and do some live gigs when that's able to be done in this country?
You know what I've realised is the only way to make money with music is to tour nowadays. Mm. And what am I going to tour with one song? Like, everyone's going to come out, and I'm like, and 4 minutes, you're out.
If you get a photo with Sophie as well, I mean, people love you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's like 6 minutes at least.
And then I'll come out.
We should all do a gig with Sophie. Come on, guys. Yes. Let's do it by the end of the year. Sophie
love
does songs. We do our stuff.
You guys do stand-up. Yep. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. And Aaron, you've got some great material. You know you do.
I've got one joke. Sophie, do you want to hear it?
I've seen you do handstands and stuff. It's
that's a real strength. But my joke is, Why doesn't the Queen wave with this hand? And I'm just waving with my left hand.
Yeah, why?
Because it's mine.
Oh, very clever.
Thank you so much.
I might use that one.
Yeah, it's more of a visual joke. So radio, it's not really a medium that works.
Love Island. I got it.
Love Island tonight, 8:40 on 9. Sophie Monk, thanks for joining us.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Then why would he be angry?
With freedom like Sydney's experienced over the last 24 hours comes responsibility. And a member of the Hughes House abused that responsibility, and it may get taken away from them. As you guys know, I've got a 12-year-old son. Mm-hmm. His name is Raf. He has used the fact that he doesn't have to go to school anymore, basically, to become a vagrant. He just wanders the streets.
Yep.
Yesterday he texts, can I have dinner at my mate's joint? You know, we're celebrating the freedoms that are now available to us. So we let him have dinner at his mate's joint. I had to go and pick him up. So I did that. Happy to do that. When he got home, he had this conversation with his own mother. He said, my mate's mum cooked us dinner. It was curry. It was homemade roti. It was... He used this statement. He said, it's the best home-cooked meal I've ever had.
Oh, no.
Then this happened.
Mama just killed a man.
She put a gun to his head. She pulled the trigger till he was dead.
Yeah.
You cannot say that. You can think it, but you can't say it.
That really escalated.
Why would he do that?
Why would he do that? Does he think his mother's me?
Yeah.
He'd get away with that with me, but not with her. That's
maybe he didn't realise that what he was doing.
Well, he should have realised.
Shocker.
Goosey, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
It's freedom. They're out and about. They're flirting. They're possibly going on dates for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. Here's a warning came from a mutual friend of me and Ed's yesterday. Mm-hmm. Spoke to him. How's the dating scene going? He said yesterday he drove across town to meet someone that he had swiped right with on Bumble. Do we know about Bumble?
So swiping right, is that yes or no? That's a yes if you want to, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so, and he said what happened has been happening a lot. And these are his words, and he did not know they were going to go on air. So this sounds cruel. I'm not going to lie. It sounds cruel. But we can handle the truth here, can't we?
Well, we can, but can the victim?
Well, the victim's never going to know because I haven't identified
the
person. Or
is he the victim, the person you're talking about?
Well, he's the one who had to spend the petrol. So... He said when he saw the photo on Bumble, and I said, and I made him do this, and this is me being terrible, all right? Well, not terrible, just I said, out of 10, what did the photo say? And he said the photo said 7.5 out of 10. And I said, when you got there, what did reality say? He said reality said 5.5. So a 2-point drop from the photo. To reality.
But look, I'm not on the dating apps that people know about, but I can say that I would imagine that choosing your best photographs is part of it. And I would imagine that if it's Bumble, I think the girl makes the first approach. I think that's Bumble's calling card. And I can imagine that that's the first part of any of these online dates. The first part is, do they match? Do you match your photo and do they match theirs? I'm sure, of course, that would be the first thing.
But the question is, do you under-promise and then over-deliver? So why not put a photo of you that's the 5, and if someone swipes right on that, you know they are, you know, desperate. So when you turn up and you're a 6.5, they're over the moon.
That's interesting.
It's an interesting balance, isn't it, between showing your best side but also not setting up yourself for failure. My question is, why is your friend only going for a 7.5?
Because times are lean, times are tough. He said, no, he's happy to, he's a 7.5
That's sweet of him.
Guy,
he was happy to
do
that. Just, yeah.
And tens are unattainable, you know, unless you've got a boat the size of, you know, Wagga Wagga, you can't get a 10.
Okay, so tell me who you guys This is not a trick question. Who would you guys consider to be 10s? Give me an example in my head of a woman who's a 10. Okay, my your wives, wife. Obviously. Yes. Yes, Holly and Tiff. Yep. They're who 10s. Else?
Well, I don't know. It's all, I as people know about me, Ed, I'm very much someone who sees
one
the beauty
dog, in, one bone.
No, I see the beauty in everyone. The exact
you've always
opposite.
Been, no, you've been very good like that. Mm. You can see, everyone's you always right. see the best in everyone, and that's very nice of you.
you just see the better best in the under 20 bikini models.
No, Instagram. That's ridiculous. That's and why Instagram are trying to convince me of that is wrong.
It's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
The algorithm Absolutely. Is wrong on your account.
So have you considered getting on the dating apps, Erin? Where are you at with that stuff?
No, I haven't considered it. No, no. And I think I'd probably find it difficult too. But then I also think, like, how do you meet people? I mean, this is how I kind of look at it, as in there's no stigma attached to it like there might have been, say, 15, 20 years ago with online dating, because it's essentially how we communicate now in every facet of our lives. So I wouldn't say no to it, but at the moment I'm very comfortable just chilling.
But can I just know, so you're not on dating apps, but your Instagram generally is just a smoking hot photo of you. Generally, that's fair to say, isn't it? Often after, you know, when you're at Channel 9 with the full makeup on, do you know what I mean? So are you worried that when men
oh
turn up, you don't,
God.
You don't have the full makeup
what?
On?
What? Are you serious? Excuse me, my mum says I look way better without makeup.
No, is it? Yeah, absolutely.
Are you, trying to, are you saying that I'm the 7.5 that'll be a 4 in real life? Are you serious?
No, you're stunning. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to create conversation. Ed, say something.
Can do. We know that Bryce, our digital genius, who used to work for the Sydney Roosters, so he's yeah. normally used to covering up photographs. He spends most of the morning taking photos of you yeah. and then consulting with you as to which ones are going to go up. So let's just say that the curation of photographs has already begun.
That's generally we're just checking to see if my friends aren't high-beaming.
Yeah, the team. The main team.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Get a text trauma.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Okie dokie. The story of Victoria, who matched with Greg on Hinge, they just were in the talking phase until Greg tried to take it to the next level and ended up in a fight with Victoria. Here's what went down. Hughesy's playing Greg. Erin is playing Victoria.
Hey.
Hey, sorry about the late reply. Christmas time at work is usually slow, but because of COVID, we're getting yeah. slammed.
Wow.
What are you doing tonight?
Just had my nails done and getting a coffee before heading home. You?
I got no plans tonight. Come over.
No.
Sorry, I'm not good at on-the-spot plans. I like yep. to plan my days in advance. Ha ha.
25th of December.
Merry Christmas.
26th of December.
Hello.
28th of December.
Sick chat.
31st of December.
Thanks for ghosting me.
To be honest, you didn't respond to my message last week. I figured you were just looking for a hookup and I don't really have time for that. I'm sure you are lovely, but every time I take more than a deja reply to you, you get pissy and don't have time for that either. I don't. So I just figure we're not well suited to each other.
Yep. Eye roll emoji. Your name is just a shit state.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Fair enough.
Go for it. Sorry. Look, I'd hate to nitpick, but Melbourne is actually a city, not a state. Victoria is actually. Oh God, I'm confused anyway, because we changed.
Confusing
the
now.
Hughesy made us change it on the fly, so and he's absolutely ruined our life.
So anyway, so whatever you said, Victoria is actually a state, not a city.
Anyway,
can't do it. Also, you just dissed the state that you live in.
Oh, maybe I'll move to another state then, where girls have normal names, not named after states or cities or whatever, and who actually reply.
And scene. Okay.
Oh, wow. Really?
Look, it was confusing in the end. I know that. Yeah. But we don't normally use real names, do we? So in this. So the stories are real, but the names aren't.
So who am I asking? Who is on the line?
We don't know.
It's either Victoria or New South Wales.
Can we just ask you, is your name, whoever you are, and it's a real story, we know that, we verify that, but the name we changed to protect the innocent. Is your first name a city or a state?
My first name is a city.
It is a city.
Yeah, right.
All right.
And he said F U, and then it's a bad word, state. And I went, it's not a state, it's a city. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Which is funny. That's really good.
So for the first time in the history of text drama, have we gone with the actual real name of the person involved? Is that true?
Well, no, because the city she's talking about is not Victoria, because that's a state.
I know that, but we've gone...
We've called her Victoria.
I know we have called her Victoria because we've swapped from the
Yeah, I know, but I'm
the
saying...
city that she wanted to be called.
So that's a fake name.
Is it?
Yes.
I know Victoria is, but I don't know if Sydney is.
No, okay, so Sydney's not her name. Sydney's not her real name.
Sydney's not her name.
No, she's named after another city.
Oh, I know which one.
Well, no matter what your name is, city person, you get $500 cash. Well done.
Yeah,
you're very welcome. If you've got a name for a city or anything like that, you can get involved with Text Trauma as well. We want to hear those or see those messages, screenshot them, send them through to us on social media, and we've read yours out on air, $500 cash.
Awesome.
And don't have a go at another state, no matter where you live. You know what I mean?
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Guys, the Doghouse Australia premiere 7:30 tonight on Channel 10.
My family are super pumped about it. Before we talk to Dr. Chris, let's have a little bit of taste from the show.
On Sydney's Western Fringe is a picturesque doggy sanctuary where people come in search of a soulmate.
I'm here to get a dog.
Wow.
It's the best feeling finding the perfect person for the dog. They're not broken, they don't need fixing, they just need love.
You know what, it reminds me of the Hilltop Hood song, their COVID song, I Need a Rescue Dog, because it will rescue me. Is that what happens, Dr. Chris? Do these dogs rescue their owners?
It's pretty close to the truth, Husey, and probably a testament to why you have so many pets in your house. You've had a lot of rescuing over the years.
And they are all rescue animals, two rescue cats, two rescue dogs, and we've had them for... Our oldest one is 16 or 17, our rescue cat. I've got a rescue dog that's 15 or 16. Yeah, and they are a joy. And can you convince these two, Aaron and Ed, that they need rescue animals in their life, Dr. Chris?
I can certainly try. I think the great thing about the Doghouse is that it really shows the fact that sometimes we judge rescue pets a little harshly, and we assume there's something wrong with them, or we don't like how big they are or what breed they are, when you know society's too full of judgments and stigmas already that we don't really need to add dogs to the list there. So we just have to come in with fresh eyes, and a lot of the matches on this show are unexpected. It's kind of, you know, it's like on The Bachelor where you watch the opening night of the 20 of the 20 prospective partners. You're like, what are they thinking? Like, surely that's not a match. Surely that's never going to work. You see the same thing in the Doghouse, but it actually works. You're like, wow, that's not a partnership I ever expected. So,
yeah,
that's
great. Not everyone needs a cavoodle in their lives. You can
no,
go.
That's true, isn't it?
To other dogs.
That is true, and you still do get a lot of people turning up to shelters saying, "I just love maybe an 8-week cavoodle."
Hey, Dr. Chris, as usual, whenever we say that you're on the line, the phones go absolutely crazy on 131060. Tommy is in Liverpool. Tommy, what is your dog issue you'd like Dr. Chris to give you a hand with?
I just wanted a second opinion. I got a little Maltese. He's 6 years old. Yep. Just last night, he had a little lump coming up. just half the size of a golf ball, and it's got a slight limp. Should I wait a little bit longer before I see the vet, or what are your thoughts?
Good question.
Where exactly is the lump, if I can politely ask?
It's around the ankle part.
Is it? Yep. Yeah. Okay.
The lower leg.
Most likely that those sort of lumps are a little fatty lumps, but I would get it checked out. If it's popped up very quickly, that's usually a reason to go to your vet and get things looked at, I would say. So,
Dr. Chris, really? We rushing the vets for little lumps, are we, Dr. Chris?
Well, look, it's been a tough 18 months for vets as well, Hughesy. Right?
Hey, doctor, can I just ask you how helpful That's it hard. Is doing this with us on the line when our friend said, Tommy said about it, the ankle, and then Hughesy pipes up with lower leg? Was that helpful for you? Because obviously you wouldn't have known where the ankle was.
Look, every vet needs a capable assistant, and it's nice to have someone filling in the gap for me, because until that point, I was kind of lost at the there.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought you were. You were floundering. Dr. Chris, here comes Bernadette. Bernadette, what is your question for Dr. Chris Brown?
Hi, Dr. Brown. My question is chicken related. We've got 6 chickens that we've only had for 1 week. And I just wanted to ask, with its feet and claws, like, do we need to do anything for that to trim, or do they just naturally look after it themselves?
Generally, like in the world of veterinary hospitals, feet trimming isn't a big industry, and it's probably not a big industry for a reason. Genuinely, what we find is that when chickens start to grow up, they're mad scratchers. They love to dig. They love to sort of scratch in the garden, and when they do that, they actually naturally wear down their nails, so usually you don't need to trim them unless they're not getting in quite enough digging. And in that situation, yeah, you sort of trim them like you trim a dog or a cat's nails.
Could you take a chicken to a manicurist or not? I wonder if they would.
Well, we now have freedom. You know, after Freedom Day, anything's possible, Hughesy. So, yes, if you can get a booking, absolutely you could. But I don't reckon you're getting a booking until about February. last time I checked. So, look, it's pretty straightforward. You just have to tuck them under your arm and hold both wings. Otherwise, the wings flap around. It's just not a good look. So,
thank you, Bernadette. Now, Chris, it wouldn't be an interview with you on this show if I didn't ask you about your love life. How is it?
Oh, thanks so much, Erin. It's been so lovely. nice of you to check in. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Are you in the doghouse with anyone at the moment?
I'm not in the doghouse with anyone at the moment. No, I'm
most
all,
you've ever
I'm all
given
okay.
me. Okay, thanks, doctor.
Normally you try for a convoluted metaphor, Erin, and I feel like I don't like, see the need. Unless it's a 3-minute lead up to the question, it doesn't really feel like it's the right time.
You're right.
Have you seen yourself on the front of one of the women's magazines in the last 3 months or not?
No, I'm nervous. It means I'm due.
Yeah, he's due, mate. He's pregnant.
I'm wondering who it's going to be.
Thanks, mate.
Right, check it out. The Doghouse Australia premiere is 7:30 tonight on 10. Thanks, Dr. Chris.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Freedom Day in Sydney. Pubs are open, but be careful. You've got to be sitting while you drink. I was looking at the little controversy that was happening around the new premier, getting pictured standing up, drinking. And I thought this, and I put it on Twitter, is one problem with only being able to drink while sitting at pubs that you don't realise how pissed you are till you fall off your chair. Hashtag Freedom Day.
Good question.
But then the great wheelchair superstar athlete Kurt Fearnley piped up on my Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And made me think about it. Kurt, welcome to the show.
There he is.
Morning, mate. Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Yeah, very, very good. Don't forget Kurt Fearnley's Tiny Island, the podcast with 1,000,000 five-star reviews, just full of great guests.
Now, Kurt, you are a legend. But when you read that on my Twitter, what did you think, Kurt?
Mate, I thought I'd been there. Been there, Hughesy. Been there. look, of all the things about sinking a few beers, it's me. It's never the really getting up, because I've never really experienced that kind of surge. It's looking in the mirror. As soon as I look in the mirror, it's all over for me.
What's the giveaway? What's the Kurt Fearnley tell?
Mate, I have my I. I love everybody when I've had a couple.
Oh, you love everyone. He loves everyone, this guy.
Mate, everyone's my best friend. And then I go in the mirror and I look and go, who's that shifty bastard?
Yeah, now, mate, that's a obviously stuff. Marathon wheelchair superstar. But have you ever got that drunk where you need someone actually to sort of push the wheelchair because you can't get the job done on your own?
Oh, mate, I don't know whether I can divulge this sort of stuff. I've got a reputation to uphold.
Yeah,
hey, Kurt, I reckon I can pick a potential time when that might have occurred. You and I have, well, a few things in common. One of them is Sydney to Hobart winners, the world famous most dangerous yacht race. It's almost, I mean, you can't win it or complete it and not absolutely annihilate yourself, drink responsibly. How big a night was that when you sailed up the Derwent?
Mate, it was a massive night. It's good to hear from you too. It was a massive night. It was a massive morning. It was a massive afternoon. It was a massive night again. And then you know what? The next morning was pretty big as well.
Oh man!
There's a marathon star right there.
Check him out, Tiny Island Podcast.
That's it for another supersized Tuesday Ed and Erin podcast. Lockdown left you feeling thirsty? Buy a supersized Slurpee at 7-Eleven and enjoy another one free to share with a mate. Only until this Sunday at 7-Eleven, while stocks last, T&Cs apply.